Welcome back to the show. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Simon English. He's a journalist with the Evening Standard. Simon, very good day to you. Let's talk about Mr. Philip Hammond, the autumn statement. Let's kick off. He said that this would be his last one.
His first one and his last one. He says he's not going to do another one, which is interesting, and you like that idea that...
We had a football manager who only did one, didn't
yeah. we? Yeah. Well, exactly. He might turn out, presumably not for the same reasons. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, and I don't know why he would have committed to that so publicly. What happens if he suddenly needs one next year? Well, I mean, he could have had it in his mind, I'm not going to do it again. I don't know why he felt the need to tell everybody. Now, if he suddenly gets, now to next summer, he thinks, I need one. To do one, it looks like it's a panic.
Right.
So I think I don't know why he stuck his neck out on that so right. early in the game.
So you're a schoolmaster, okay, marks out of 10 for the overall performance?
6-7 maybe, or maybe.
Okay, so not outstanding.
No, not outstanding. But I mean, chancellors never have that much wiggle room, and he has got less than even most chancellors ever have. It's not like he had much to play with, or that he could go too far in either direction. And from all that we hear, and all that we read, Theresa May has, you know, her paws on absolutely everything. So yep. It's not like that relationship with George Osborne and David Cameron, where Osborne was an equal partner and it could say, look, boss, you're wrong, I'm not doing that. It does feel like she's definitely in charge of these things. So he didn't have much wiggle room. Within that, I thought he did fine. His longer-term strategy, I do wonder about. One of the things that he's talked about several times is that he's going to make things simpler. He's going to make things less complex.
The complexity issue. Yeah. But the city is famous for being overly complicated in certain areas, and I always get the feeling that's because we want to protect what we've got. Can you make a budget simpler, less complex?
Chancellors in their early days always think so, because they're going to be open and honest. It's going to be different. Everyone's going to be able to understand what they say. Then about a year or two in, with everything's going completely wrong, they suddenly discover the virtues of complexity and no one knowing what they're on about.
Yeah.
And announcing things 10 times over, and suddenly it's like, well, you know, the reason I said it in a complicated way is because it is complicated. And they tend to do that reverse ferry. He's at the early stages where, you know, everything's going to be different under him. So we'll see how long that lasts.
We should see. And finally, is there any actual point in anybody trying to predict the future? We talked about this in a previous interview in terms of stock markets, votes, you know, the pollsters. Everyone's got it so wrong this year. If you'd followed the herd, you would have absolutely done your conkers. Is it time to ignore everybody?
No, I think that the people, the experts, have just got to get better at it. And it's just recently they have got it shockingly wrong. In politics, notably, where it just seems to be this bubble of left-leaning journalists in Britain and in America talking to each other and deciding that that was the way everyone else thought, and they were miles wrong. So the pollsters have just got to get better at that. In terms of the stock market in the city and analysts and their predictions, I think that's always been emperor's new clothes. I think that those guys get it right half the time, brag about those times and try to forget about the rest. It's always been like that.
Simon, as always, thank you very much indeed for your time. We'll see you next week.